Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Pam Murphy, Don Fanelli, and Amorna Duma.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Oh, look at these fellows back in the saddle. Amon, Don, Matt Rhymes, and Pom. And Brett, are you still in the Bay Area?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Still in NorCal.
Pam, where are you from? Where'd you grow up? What state?
New Jersey.
Hell yeah.
Are you both from New Jersey?
Yep.
Yes. New Jersey. Yep. Well, New Jersey's, you know.
I haven't followed what Jersey is looking right now.
What county were you, Pam?
I'm Somerset County.
Okay.
Which is central Jersey.
Yeah. Right.
It's like 45 minutes from the city.
Yep.
Are you...
I'm Bergen County, and I found out they have like an 80% vaccination rate there.
Because
right
they're
now.
So close to New York. Yeah.
Wow.
That was one of the best counties in the fucking country.
Yeah.
I was like very proud. Very proud. Yeah.
Because I lived in Jersey City, which is Hudson County. So right next to Bergen County. So I lived there for a long time, too.
That's where my mommy's from.
Really?
That sure is, yeah.
Brick City?
My mom's from Jersey City.
They call it Brick City, right?
Brick City.
Right?
I don't think so.
I never heard that.
I've never heard that.
Ever. Are you trying to get it going? But New Jersey,
if they do, you're gonna look bad.
No, no, I will 100% they, like, hey, they, listen,
I've never
I
heard that.
I grew
say,
up going, I've never heard that.
Oh my god, no,
wait,
I
let's look
look
this up.
This up.
Yeah, let's
yeah.
look this up.
I've definitely heard Brick City before. Just
I don't
never
know.
Oh, I hope
City.
I
it's,
hope
it's
I'm
Jersey
wrong.
City.
I would say, well, Red, I think there's a song by Redman about Brick City. It's about Jersey City. Is Amon looking this up?
I did, yeah.
Nickname for Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, I bet it's a nickname for Newark because I think there's a lot of, there's actually a lot of Brick Masons there.
There are, if you go to Newark.
There really is. It's like a huge thing, like Portuguese.
All right, we cut to a brick store in Newark, you're saying?
Newark.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Excuse me.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I just moved to the city and we're thinking about...
This city? Brick City?
Yeah, this city.
Okay.
Oh, this city. Yeah, Brick City. We didn't know that was called till we got here. And it's kind of exciting since we're building a house.
You didn't know it was called Brick City when you moved here?
No, we knew the Newark.
That's
we even struggled
draw.
With how
the
to
draw.
Say that.
The draw is that it's called Brick City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
my
why
wife
would you
got
move?
A job at AT&T here, so that's the reason we moved.
Oh, AT&T. La-di-da. What do you want?
Well, bricks. But yeah, as I said, we're refurbishing our house. And since it's Brick City, we assume we get a really good deal. So we're going down to a few of the brick stores on the street and just getting a quote.
You assumed you'd get a good deal? So you're just going to go down the street? How much?
There's a
how
lot
much,
of competition, I assume. I see.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition. But it's more to do about the quality and the manufacturing of the brick. You have to be a brick connoisseur in order to buy bricks properly on Brick Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're just looking for a red brick for our, we're going to build a cellar and a garage.
Garage. Bricks in the cellar and the garage?
Well, not bricks, in it, the of
bricks
it.
Are for display.
What?
Bricks are to be seen. You don't put bricks
you know
in
what?
A cellar.
I don't like your attitude. I'm going to the brick store next door. It's
good.
Ridiculous.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
No, God fuck
damn.
You.
What the hell? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, were you saying fuck you to me? I just overheard you say fuck you.
No, I never do that either. I got in an argument with the store owner next door.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. Yeah, yeah. He's a real prick.
Good. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, yeah. But he's our prick. He's Brick City's prick.
Okay, I live here now. He's our prick. Yay.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just looking for a quote on some bricks. I think, I don't know if they come in a gross, I guess, 144 bricks.
Oh, yeah. Red. What are you assuming they come in a gross? It's, you're making assumptions about how many bricks you get when you order bricks?
I shouldn't have done that.
No,
I'd also assume it comes in a big cube.
Oh, stop it, you. Stop it. We have all sorts of fun shapes that we give. You think we're just fucking straight ahead, give you straight bricks? No, we got fun bricks here.
You know what? Customer service is terrible in Brick City.
Because we can be. All we
might be great.
We're allowed to be shitty here, all right? You pick your favorite shitty store, and you get your favorite bricks from there.
Okay, whatever. Red bricks.
Fine.
I don't know what they're made out of. I just, brick.
Yeah, they're made of brick, and they come in a gross.
Oh, fuck, I knew it. Okay, how much for one gross of red brick?
$1.
What?
$1.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. That's
yeah,
amazing.
We got bricks out the ass here,
well,
man.
I assume. My wife is going to be so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap to live here. Where's your wife?
Yeah.
Was your wife working?
Yeah, she works at AT&T.
AT&T, huh? The big straw tower in Newark. The big tower, no bricks there. No
bricks. Is that
bricks
true?
On that
I path. Heard that rumor. They made that building out of straw?
Out of straw. Yeah, all eco, green friendly bullshit.
It must really rankle you guys.
Oh, it pisses us off. It pisses us off, man.
Can we cut to later in the day where he's going to go pick up his wife at work? Hi, I can't figure out how to open this door.
You have to huff and puff. You have to huff and puff and blow the door in.
I don't think I have a strength to blow a door in. Can I just push on it?
No, I'm sorry. If you want to come into AT&T, you have to huff and puff.
Okay.
And blow the door in.
Okay. Is it voice activated? I huff and I puff and I blow the door in. Oh, that was simpler than I thought.
Hi, I welcome to AT&T. Blew. Hi.
Hi. I'm here to my wife. This was her first day of work here and I dropped her off. So I'm just here to pick her up.
Oh, okay.
Patricia Pettit.
Patricia Pettit. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. There's just boll weevils all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're not wearing a grandma costume.
I'm not a grandma. I don't know what that is anyway.
Well, you have to be wearing a grandma costume for me to let you through to the elevators.
Isn't that a different fable?
I don't know what you're talking about when you're referring to fables.
Is that the same wolf? I don't think that's the same wolf.
In the universe, I guess. I really don't know what you're talking about.
we go to that universe and we go to the wolf bar where all the bad wolves hang out. Oh my God. I ate a grandma today, and she had stomach cancer. Do you ever bite into a grandma that's just riddled with cancer?
Sour.
You just
sour.
Fucking throw up immediately.
Stays on your throat all day.
Yeah. But like you don't throw up. But you don't throw up because it's so good.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I'm sick, man. I don't care.
I love that it's a grandma, and if I'm going to kill something and eat it, I'd rather eat a grandma than a deer.
Yeah, totally.
Or a
yeah.
dog any day.
Definitely.
But
That's any day.
Ugh. But like Mon Wolf said, that taste, it sticks in your mouth. You're like, you're chomping on a rabbit like a week later and you have a fucking grandma tumor stuck in between your teeth.
I keep getting mistaken for you because I was blowing some houses down.
Yeah. And I never do that.
Yeah.
You're still doing that?
I'm a blower. That's what I do.
I'll make my way. It seems like such a difficult way to get a house down, top of a house.
No way. You blow the house down, everyone's there. It's like rip, you know, it's like those old school cartoons when someone's clothes just kind of blow off of them and they go like they cover up real fast, right? I blow their house down, everyone goes, "Oh no." And then I just pick someone and I eat them. It's very easy.
Aren't you out of breath and they have time to escape? I would assume that'd be out of breath.
I swim every morning. You know, I'm up early. I exercise. My lungs are very powerful. I'm making my way all the way to Brick City. Gonna try out. Gonna see how strong I am. But I keep getting mistaken for you. I don't eat old ladies. I blow houses down in
young family areas. Do you ever wear a grandma costume when you're blowing houses down?
Never. Never. I never wear. I thought that's your deal. Do you wear
any kind of costuming when blowing things down?
I wear like a triathlon outfit because I just kind of go from, you know, one to the next. I get on my bike. I'm super.
That's not a costume then. That's just what you're wearing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm not going to like Party City or anything like that and like putting on like a cop.
Oh,
outfit.
That's actually really that's where I go. I used to go to Halloween Shack.
Yeah.
But they started out pricing on the grandma gear.
Hey guys, check it out. I got a golden goose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I climbed up a beanstalk like us wolves do.
Is that your purvey?
Excuse me?
Is that really you climb beanstalks?
Oh, my purvey?
Yeah.
Is that my purvey?
Yeah.
Ooh, la-di-da, fee-fi-fo-fum. Yeah, I climb beanstalks. That's what I do like a wolf does.
We huff and we puff. We fee-fi-fo-fum. I don't know.
Yeah. We push two kids into furnaces.
Yep.
We do all sorts of stuff.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
That's fair. That's fair. But you guys might know I've been gone for a couple of years.
Right.
And I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for you all to get here before I told you that I got into the wondrous world of Harry Potter. I got into school for magic and I got accepted into a school for magic.
Wow.
That is so cool.
What house?
Ravenclaw. Can't you tell?
Let's talk some more about that.
We had a what house argument at my house the other day. You know, it's like the Sex in the City thing. It's like, who are you?
And you were disagreeing with each
house?
Other?
Well, I admitted.
So you're Slytherin.
Yeah, I admitted I'm Slytherin.
Of course.
I am Snape. But then everybody, who knows this better than me? Name the houses, please, somebody.
Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know the personalities of them?
I mean, Hufflepuff is like a joke, I guess. Like, everybody's like, they're goofy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of like the thing. And then,
so you'd think most comedians then would be Hufflepuffs.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm, because some comedians are dark. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then there's Ravenclaw. I don't know what they're studious. I don't know what their thing is.
No clue. Wrong person to ask. Keep going.
And then what's Harry Potter's house? I forget. Gryffindor. Gryffindor is like, they're courageous, right? Mm-hmm, is that their thing? They're courageous. They're supposedly like kind of the best one, I guess.
We cut to freshmen at Hogwarts discussing this very thing. Well, we're Slytherin, so, you know, we're kind of badass and we listen to dark music and old days of Slytherin, a lot of clove cigarettes. That's not really a thing anymore, but that's what we are. What house are you in?
I'm Hufflepuff. We're just happy to be here. Isn't it cool we get to do magic? Huh?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff means you're a little, you know, you're not smart. Well, Hufflepuff's fun. You guys are the fun house.
That's right. We live in a fun house.
I hear you guys have beanbags.
Yeah, I eat them every night. We open up the beanbags, eat the little beans. It's so good. We only have one bean at a time, though.
These guys are idiots. Yeah, it sounds great, man. I wish I was in Hufflepuff.
You're Slytherin. You slither around like a snake.
Don't say that.
Oh, man, snakes are slimy.
Gryffindor's here. Hey, what's up?
Oh, you're in Gryffindor?
Yeah, I'm in Gryffindor. Sorry.
What do you mean by that? What do you think you guys are known for?
Because, like, we're the best house.
What?
We're the best house. Sorry, can't help it. Super popular, really cool.
You don't have to apologize.
I'm like... not really apologizing.
Wait. What are you guys known for? That's what I'm asking. Not just for being the best, because that's bullshit.
For being popular. Hello.
Popular?
Yeah, we're like popular and like, I don't know, good conversationalists and like super hot and whatever.
Super hot?
Hello.
You think Harry is super hot?
Well, we all are. We can't help it. We have great skin. We go to Aspen. We do lots of cool stuff.
I'm pale because I choose to be pale.
Oh, that's so
You should
sad.
Go to the walk-in freezer. Cool down a little bit. And in the freezer, there's all sorts of magical treats that you get to eat, like ice cubes and cold water.
These guys think water turning to ice is magic. They're fucking, oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a special room that you can bring water into. And then you leave and you say a spell and you go back in there 2 to 3 to 4 hours later and it's hard.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
You're the sweetest.
Thank you. I lick myself sometimes.
Aw, how cute. Aren't you cute?
Yeah.
Cute. Here comes a Ravenclaw.
Oh, hello, fellas. Hi, how's it going?
Nice sunglasses.
No, yes, no problem. Also notice none of you have a bowler cap on, like myself.
Should we?
Yeah. Did you just see Clockwork Orange or something?
I did. It's by Kubrick. And I know that because I'm an intellect. Ravenclaws are known for their intellect.
Yeah, nerds.
Oh my God, that's like so dark for me.
And it's not dark at all for me.
Have you guys seen Clueless? It is like the best movie ever.
Insane. Oh my goodness. Speaking of movies, Brett, I've given you a week. Have you seen Woodstock 99?
I forgot that was my homework. I still haven't seen it.
What else are you doing? What are you doing at night?
Editing podcasts.
Looking at the stars.
Is
Am I the
good?
Only one here?
Is it? I was about to watch. I saw the trailer for it, so I'm gearing. You know, I kind of queued it up to watch. Is it good or is it bad or is it interesting?
It's neither good or bad. It's just interesting. Great. I wouldn't say it's a great, done documentary.
So it's like Woodstock 99.
It's just informative, I guess, about Woodstock 99. Pam. Have you seen it?
Mom, I have not seen it.
Probably the year you were born, right?
Yes, I'm just a little baby. I have no idea what was going on.
Was it speaking to you, Pam?
I didn't watch it. I didn't see it. I've just seen tweets about it.
Uh-huh. What are you guys watching?
I watched the Summer of Soul documentary.
I saw that, too.
That was amazing.
Was really good.
Oh, that looks good.
That one is really good. It's about this concert in Harlem, put on by this guy who is basically, I think, a local DJ, basically, right? Not even a famous guy, but a totally cool guy and a hustler in a good way, just a guy who hustles and gets things done type hustler. And he put together this concert that had the most amazing lineup. Who steps out first in the whoever
Stevie
it is?
Wonder.
Oh, Stevie Wonder
does a drum solo. It blew Stevie, my mind.
Stevie Wonder steps out first. You're like, Stevie Wonder stepping out first?
He's opening?
Where are we going from here? And then they only give him one song in the documentary. I'm like, Stevie Wonder, like, it's one song.
Play the drums, Stevie.
And we're 5 minutes into this thing.
That pretty Every much major artist play up. A different instrument.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, so that's what's cool. It is
Isn't
cool.
Questlove doing something, or did he make, did he?
He made it.
He made it?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he was like, if there was like going to be like a new, if he was like trying to do it again, like.
Recreate. Oh, that would be cool. I don't know.
That would
well,
be
here's
cool.
the thing. Well, let's get to the topic of what I want to discuss with Brett. It's not important that you've seen it. You know what the lineup was.
Yeah.
And basically.
Korn. Who's in Woodstock 99?
Yes. Well, let's talk about the major players.
Yeah.
Korn.
Uh-huh. Kid Rock.
Oh.
Limp Bizkit.
Yep.
Oh. Durst.
Chili Peppers.
Okay. Metallica.
Megadeth.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I almost forgot about Megadeth. Blink-182. I believe Offspring.
Yeah.
Jewel. Alanis Perfect. Morissette.
Jewel fits right into that lineup.
See, Jewel really incited the crowd.
Well, I wonder if like Jewel and Alanis Morissette played during the day.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
they did. Okay, so let's talk about if there was going to be a new one of that concert we're just talking about.
Ooh,
it's like who would be your Steve? So if they start out with Stevie Wonder, who are you putting up first in the new? Soul concert or whatever. But first, I want to cast 1999 Woodstock. I want to recast it.
Oh, God.
But I have to stick with bands or musicians that were relevant in that year. Mm. And I have to make money. So I can't
in
just
99?
Put in.
In 99? Yeah. In 99?
Yes. So I can't just put in stuff I like. So I'm going to take out. I'm taking out Korn. I'm taking out Limp Bizkit. I'm taking out Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys were all, that's not true. They weren't all at night, but I know Limp Bizkit was.
Was Blink-182 there?
Yes.
They were.
I'm not taking them out, though. I don't like them, but I'm not taking them out.
No, I was going to say, do not take them out. Yeah, they're not a violent band. I'd
say Offspring is.
Yeah.
They started jock punk, so I'm taking them out. They brought jocks there.
Was Sublime there at all?
I don't know if they were.
No, they were.
They were.
The front man was dead by that point.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So this is who I'm putting in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I might take out Jewel and Alanis Morissette. Were they relevant in 99?
I think so. Were Alanis they? Morissette. They,
Jewel definitely yeah. was. Alanis Morissette was okay. kind of
I'm
going to
keep them
down.
In then.
Yeah.
I'm putting in Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Her album won the Grammy that year.
Miseducation.
I'm putting in Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Her album was number one that year.
Wow.
That big album.
Yeah.
They're my two headliners and thinking about the crowds I just flipped. And guess who I'm bringing in Saturday? Fish.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you mad, Brett? That's a brilliant move by my part. And I'll tell you why. I'm paying respect to the original Woodstock. I'm bringing in some bands that are like the original Woodstock. And you know who's going to come out? You know who's coming out during that Fish
Relax,
show?
Relax, people.
Neil Young's coming out to do some songs with Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's going to be the connection to the old Woodstock. And people are backstage. People are going, Bezzer, great move.
Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle. Bring Sean Anah back.
I do that. That's funny. But the point being, why do you bring people with the complete opposite vibe?
And you can't
say that's what was popular then. Because I just named a bunch of popular bands who don't have that vibe. And Fish concerts were huge in 99.
I'm going to watch it, but like, do they talk about like the goal of what it was? Like those that put it together, was it like, because the original was like, you know, peace, love, harmony, let's bring everyone together.
They just wanted it to be a successful concert, I think they would say.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, right? Yeah. Like they probably needed to get a little bit more specific on what their goal was
But like I said, I just named bands that would have brought in equal amount of people.
But
they were number
like,
one records.
I think like Britney Spears, the Spears of people who go to her concert were like kids. Mm-hmm. I think like she sold out to like young girls and like teeny boppers. I think they weren't like the
they
like,
wouldn't have even gone.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit more like, of a Lollapalooza situation too, where they're
it sounds more
acts.
Like Lollapalooza-ish, right? The lineup. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I haven't seen this. So what, and like, I don't remember Woodstock 99. I was there, but I fucking forget it.
You started the fire.
I started the fire.
Billy Joel was there.
So what happened?
Just a
so,
Jersey girl.
So what happened? Like, everybody went nuts when Limp Bizkit started playing, and they...
Yeah,
like,
I happened? Don't even...
It was a perfect storm of shit that without watching, I mean, you guys will know better, but my recollection of that was like, it was a perfect storm of like people, first of all, in the '90s, there's a lot of young white dudes that are angry. Then you have a lot of like,
hold
angry
on,
music,
Don.
And
are we have, done with angry white dudes?
No,
that is what they said in the documentary. I'm like, did we solve that problem?
No, we did not. I don't think so. I just think it was, and then also
the birth,
like, wasn't but there was, like no water and shit?
Yeah, it was like super.
Oh my God.
It was super like, what's the word? Like draconian or whatever, like the, like corporate.
Yeah. $4 waters or $8
yeah,
waters.
Expensive water. There's no bathrooms.
So we cut to the water stand at Woodstock 99. Next. Come on, guys. You got a big line.
I want water.
Okay. I should just announce this to the whole line. We're out of water, but we do have water substitutes.
What?
So...
What?
Like Gatorade?
Oh, no. We were out of that an hour into the concert.
I'll take a Gatorade.
Well, you're going to have to go back to the city.
What's a water substitute?
You first line, you want one? Water substitute?
I'll take whatever, man. I'm parched. Please, just give me anything.
Okay.
I'll pay $4 for anything that I could that will quench my thirst right now. Please.
Okay.
It's 127 degrees out.
Okay, do you want some sushi?
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
It hasn't really gone as fast as the other stuff, so we got a lot of sushi.
Yeah.
And we're, sushi is 75% off, folks.
Oh, all right, fine.
No water, though.
I'll take the sushi. I need something, please.
And you're not even going to ask what kind. Okay, that's good.
It smells so bad. What kind? It looks like all
Well, yesterday
sushi.
It was yellow tuna, and now today it's a little brownish yellow tuna.
It is. So it's brown tuna?
It's brown yellowfin.
It's yellowfin brown
it's yellow
tuna?
Tail. It used to be blue tail.
Blue crab?
I'm all confused
because
all the colors have turned
what
brown.
What color it is? Oh, it's so bad. It smells
okay,
so bad.
Okay, get that out of here. Oh, God, I'm going to retch. Get that away from our stand.
All right, I'm going outside. Maybe it'll cook in the sun.
Next.
Oh, please. I'm dying here, and my child also. I shouldn't have brought my child, but there's also some thirsty.
We don't have any water.
Why is this happening, Daddy?
Would you guys like to buy a bottle of grenadine?
Oh. No.
You know,
grenadine is in.
Great with Sprite.
Daddy, is that,
or whiskey sour.
I'm so thirsty.
Okay, sweet.
Grenadine is a liquid. Would you guys like a shot of grenadine or the whole bottle? The whole bottle for $85.
Honestly, my expectations are on the floor after I saw that guy with that nasty ass fish bullshit that you gave him. It's at least a liquid. Honey, yeah. Let's try it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Huh? We also have pickle juice.
Oh.
Where the hamburgers were out of all the pickles, but there are still jars filled with pickle juice, everyone.
Oh my God.
Hey, 50% off.
I'll take the pickle juice. There's a lot of electrolytes in that.
No. Okay, fuck you. I'll take the pickle juice. If that no.
Okay. Hey, stop wrestling with the pickle juice. You spilled it all over me. God right. Damn it. It's just one of those.
Oh, give me a pickle juice.
You're ruining my skin! Pickles everywhere!
Tell your kid to stop biting me!
We cut to later in the chill out tent. Yeah, a pickle was jammed up my asshole in my, how is that one in the vending station? I just need to get it out.
Yeah, I got sushi. Need to stream move it. Yeah. Does everybody get stuff?
Are you not
up
the doctor?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I am the doctor.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Sorry. This is the doctor. Sorry.
Oh, great. Dr. Hufflepuff.
Everybody has to sign a release.
Oh, God.
I just need it released from my asshole, this pickle.
So
I get back to the vending station. There's a big line. If you can just pull it out.
No. Well, the doctor's going to do that. Doctor?
Yeah, I'm the doctor. I have sushi up my ass. Sorry, I just took it out.
What does that even mean, sushi up your ass? How does it stay there?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. We just need everyone to sign a release because we're using this for a Mountain Dew commercial. It's going to be a Mountain Dew commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Mountain Dew commercial.
Well, I don't want my asshole in a Mountain Dew. I can't even imagine if it would be so.
Well, if you need medical assistance, you're going to have to be in a Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, this is the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, do the Dew. Yeah.
All right, fine. I doubt it'll make the commercial. Can we just get this out?
Yeah, yeah. just bend over there and whoa.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big pickle up your
ass. It's briny.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to guide your hand. I'm going to take your hand and guide it. And
talk to you.
I'm just going to say next time there's a pickle up your ass, try to pull it out first.
And meanwhile, we cut to another slice of life at the Woodstock 99, where we see those porta potty lines that just people are just covered in mud, and they're basically standing in rivers of piss as they walk up to go shit in an air. They're standing already in a giant porta potty and they're about to go get into an enclosed porta potty. And we see that moment where someone walks out of the porta potty and someone else is about to walk in.
Hey, what's going on in there?
I wouldn't go in there, man. I wouldn't go in there.
Is it heaven?
It'll change you.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I just want to feel like a human again. I feel like a mud shit man.
Don't go
in there, man. Don't go in there.
I got to.
I want to piss and shit like a normal person.
And he busts past all these people trying to keep him out. And they're all covered in fucking shit and piss. And he makes his way through the broken door of a porta potty. But as he steps in, suddenly inside it's just spick and span and clean and much larger. The area stretches out for like 200 square feet.
Whoa.
Good afternoon, sir.
Wow.
Welcome to Shitville.
This is shit. You know, I would have been convinced out there's Shitville.
No, Shitville's in here. We welcome everyone to Shitville.
Wow, everyone's so clean in Shitville.
We see little robots cleaning up shit and dust and dirt and everything.
Beep-bop-boop. Clean shit. Shit clean. Always cleaning.
Wow. Those robots, are they okay? They sound distressed.
Of course they're okay. Everyone's okay in Shitville. La di di, la di da. Shitville, Shitville, ha ha.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know someone else was in the bathroom. I guess I forgot to lock the door.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, you're so clean.
Yeah, I took a shower and got a massage and enjoyed the sauna, but I want to make the offspring pit. So,
I don't know if
you do. But I'm spick and span for it. No. Feeling good. What's that?
I don't think you want to go back out there. Mm. I don't know when you came in, but things have changed out there. There's full-on rivers of piss and shit that people are canoeing and body surfing down into. Oh, man. No, I gotta stay in here. I can't do Jewel.
This is too mellow for me. I'm gonna take another shit.
Oh man, I gotta stay in here forever.
It's pretty cool. It's great. They have robots that you can shit in their mouths.
Wait, is Jewel playing in here? Is that
oh, yeah,
what
there's,
Jewel-
a, there's oh. an extra stage around the corner.
That
she makes
his
sense. Way around the corner of the porta potty wow. to where Jewel's playing. It's a really cool mellow vibe in there. Hey man, what's going on?
Welcome.
Grab a water.
Wow.
And a water.
Jewel can't be freed from Shitville until three people wish to hear her more than anything else in the world.
Oh wow, Jewel, you're like a genie in here?
Yeah. He'll save my soul. I'm sick in Shitville, you guys. Please.
I'm telling
you, this is not really your crowd
better.
Out there.
Yeah, this is better in here, Jewel.
I don't think so. I doubt it. I've been in here for 15 years. I'm in a porta potty, you guys.
Wow, 15 years.
You made your hit album in here?
I did.
You made a hit album in here then. Stay in here.
There's a whole recording studio. Thanks.
There is? Can we check it out?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
So they go to the recording studio inside the porta potty.
Wow.
Where,
This is amazing.
Wow, this is so cool.
Hey, you all trying to drop a track over here?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm not a... yeah, sure. Are we allowed to?
Yeah, anybody who has access to a recording studio automatically is an artist. Come on in. God.
Wow, just like the real world.
That's right. Jimmy Iovine. Good to meet you.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I saw your bald head. Oh, mm-hmm. I knew it. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I love your earphones.
Thank you.
Your earphones are the best. They'll come out in a couple years.
Oh, I love the prototype.
But time doesn't matter in here. This is amazing.
No, they already exist in here. Beats earphones are available inside the support apartment.
What?
You know that?
That's amazing. Yeah. Holy shit.
They do. This porta potty exists in all times, and the only way to get out is if some three people wish Jimmy Iovine out, and I can come out and show them what I got. Headphones and all.
It feels like you guys are stuck in here, but this feels like a magical place. I don't know if you want to leave.
Yeah.
All we do is want to leave. I'm sick of being in here. We got to see what's out there. I was born in the USA.
It's piss. It's a rivers of piss burning.
Yeah, it's draconian out there. It is bad.
Yeah, grass is greener.
There's no grass out there. There's no grass to be green.
We're at an Air Force station.
It's just a rivers of piss and shit and just people dying right now. People are fighting over grenadine.
Let's go down memory lane.
One time I was tripping and I was on an island with a lot of friends. We were shrooming. And as you do when you're shrooming in nature, you get involved with nature. So at one point we're rolling around in moss, this beautiful wet moss, this little lagoon of moss. And we're all going, oh, this moss is so great. And we're rubbing it on our face and telling each other how great moss is and how it's soft, talking way too much about the moss. And then our friend who isn't tripping, who actually lives on the island, he was kind of our host, comes up and he goes, guys, get out of there. Get out of there. And we get up out of there and he's like, you're sitting in septic tank fucking water. We're basically playing around in piss moss.
Oh, no.
Nice. It's a great fertilizer. God. It's a great fertilizer.
So you did get the Woodstock experience. That's it right there.
Oh, jeez. Did anybody
get sick?
I know, right? Did anyone go to the hospital
immediately? We just all ran down the beach screaming.
That'll cure anything.
That same trip, I almost rolled off a roof and died. I was sleeping in a room that was basically in the attic, and someone woke me up. My buddy, we called the Space Warrior, he woke me up. He's been on this show before. And he's like, Besser, let's crawl out on the roof and do a bong hit. And I just woken up, and we had done that trip that I'm talking about the day before. So my head is just barely acclimating at all. And I'm like, all right. And I walk out on the roof and I do a bong hit. And then guess what? I fucking black out and I roll down the fucking roof.
Whoa.
And when I wake up, when I come to, I'm looking straight up in the air and he's looking down at me and I'm at the lip of the roof. Like a roof like this.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Besser, wake up. What the fuck, man?
It's your fault.
You took a bomb hit and rolled down the roof.
What'd you do, man?
That would have been the biggest bummer of news to tell my parents.
What a disaster.
How did he die?
My wife and I were doing shrooms one time, and we could not stop laughing because there was this, like, we were, like, under a willow tree in, like, Park Slope, and there was this, like, young kid with, like, what we thought was a huge amount of, like, blonde hair coming off this toddler. Like, it looked like he was wearing, like, a wig. It was so big, and we kept calling him, and this made no sense, obviously, but we kept crying, laughing, calling him Little Richard Simmons, which makes no sense. He wasn't. He doesn't look like Richard Simmons. He had, like, a white snake level of, like, permed yellow hair coming off a toddler. So it made no sense, but I just remember for some reason that, like, because we were, like, bathing, or we were, like, kind of rolling around the grass and doing all sorts of shit at just laughing our ass off, being like, look at Little Richard Simmons! Look at him! And he just kept, like, we thought he was rolling down a hill, but I'm sure he was just like a little toddler playing, like a little far away from us. We could not stop laughing about Little Richard Simmons. Nothing made sense.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I think you got some dog poop in your sweater.
What? No way.
Yeah, right there next to the armpit. That's a big, looks like this? A little dog poop. Yeah.
No, man. This? Smell it.
No, gross, man. Just take it off.
No, man. This is not dog poop, dude.
Oh, you got some on your back, too. Like a streak of it.
No.
You should take that sweater off.
Guys, the big Nabisco presentation is in 2 seconds. Are you ready?
Take the sweater off now.
This is my lucky sweater. This is Nabisco.
Did you do make out with someone on the weekend on a hill or something?
Yeah, my wife and I. Oh, listen, my wife and I did a little shrooming, and we were rolling around the grass a little bit. But this can't be shit.
You got
we
balls it out. All in your wool sweater.
Oh God, all right. Damn it!
Oh shit! Here, they just walked into the conference room.
Hello, Nabisco here. Hello, nice to meet you. Yes,
hi there. Nabisco. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Crazy weather, huh?
Hot. And cold sometimes, the weather.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's... Anyway, we got a cookie for you.
Oh, you're going to pitch a new cookie to us, Nabisco? We thought this was... You were going to do an ad campaign.
Mm-hmm, marketing art.
Well, that's part of the cookies. That's part
of
the campaign.
Yes, it's what the cookie crumbles, but we're using it for crackers, so...
That's right. Cracker crumbles. It's a new form. It's like, you know, sorry. Do I smell? I'm so sorry. This is my lucky sweater. And I was having
this has nothing to do with our pitch. Don just rolled around on the hill and he got some dookie balls in his sweater.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm confused. Is this part of the pitch? Is this part of the pitch?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Have you ever rolled around in the grass and gotten some dookie balls?
Why are you changing the pitch?
I'm just going with it. She's into it. It looks like they're into it. Okay. And you go, oh no, I got dookie balls on me. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Well, what if that cookie was a cracker? Okay.
That's, well, that's our pitch. That's how the cracker crumbles.
That's how the cracker
People
crumbles.
People love that the Dookie Balls part. You don't need that. But that's how the cracker crumbles, we think, is going to be a fun phrase. People are going to have fun saying and want to apply to buying your crackers at the grocery store.
Well, this is the most unusual pitch meeting I've ever been to. How about you, Roger?
I quite agree with you. This is very confusing to me, but I'm here.
I'm so sorry, Roger. I'm so sorry, Mary Beth. You took your time out of your day. We had something to pitch, and I just get very nervous when we pitch. I think we have a really good product here, right, Matt? Yeah.
It's really the sweater is the only problem. And Don's just going to step outside and take off his Dookie Ball sweater, and then we can start the pitch over.
No, wait. It's been so long, but I do remember being a child, and I do remember rolling down hills. Aww. Roger, you?
The same with me. I agree with you all the way. I remember being a baby.
So, let me get this straight. I rolled down hills, yes. A distinct memory, and Dookie Balls collected on my sweater. Yes, a distinct memory. Roger, you?
Yes, same with me.
Yeah.
I remember my Dookie Ball sweater so fondly, and that's what crackers are about, fond memories.
That's right.
Okay.
I remember.
We cut to the set of this commercial being filmed and the props master coming out to explain the Dookie Balls to the actor. Okay, so these Dookie Balls we made out of Tootsie Rolls. And obviously you don't want to eat these because I put some laminate on it. But I just want you to know it's obviously not real Dookie. And we'll be after every take, we'll put some fresh Dookie Balls.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do I enjoy eating these Dookie Balls?
You're not going to eat the Dookie Balls. You eat the crackers. The Dookie Balls are just a fond memory of the fall that we all have.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
It's not a new Nabisco product that you eat. It's just so we're just going to put some Dookie Balls on you.
And we don't
say action.
No. Do I smell action. The Dookie Balls? Do they smell good?
No, you like the crackers.
All right, okay. Nabisco, that's the way the cracker crumbles. Take one and action.
Oh, sweetheart, don't these Dookie Balls taste delicious?
And cut. Okay, like I said, you don't want to. The Dookie Balls are just there. That's just a fun memory. You're gonna, on action, I want you to roll down the hill.
Oh, okay.
And you get up and you notice Dookie Balls and you take the crackers out of your pocket. You eat one.
Okay. I'm sorry. Happy. I was just improv-ing there.
Right. You actually have no lines. Okay. This is what we call
okay,
a bite
so
and smile.
Okay, so I don't say anything. Okay,
you're just going to roll down the hill with your Dookie Balls, get up, take crackers out of your pocket, take a bite.
Wait, I'm sorry. So as smile. I'm rolling down the hill, am I thinking of Dookie Balls? Am I trying to collect Dookie Balls?
Nabisco, that's the way the cracker crumbles. Take two. We just need you to roll down the hill, please, and take the crackers out of your pocket and action.
Rolling down the hill, collecting all the Dookie Balls. This is how it goes.
And cut. This is cut. Slow.
Okay.
Did I do something wrong? Please, I just don't want to get fired. I don't want to get fired.
I'm just going to jump in here and touch up the Dookie Balls. Is it shiny on camera? Is it shiny?
Yeah, we don't want them to look like they're wet because we want them to be like dry Dookie Balls that have been there for like a day or two.
Sure,
you know how
sure.
the consistency of a dry Dookie Ball, but it's getting caught up in the wool of the sweater as she rolls over it.
A little chalkier. Gotcha.
And you, Pam, you don't acknowledge the Dookie Balls. You probably don't even know they're there until you get to the bottom. And it's just it's going to be a delightful memory.
Okay.
In 20 years. But now I want you to deal. Let's do a take where you really deal with the reality of Dookie Balls.
Okay. I'm
on
just,
your sweater at the bottom of the hill.
I'm so sorry. This is just so different from the audition. I mean, in the audition, my daughter just won a gold medal and I gave her a cracker. And there was
we scrapped that.
Let's talk some more about that.
What's the most wildly different note you've gotten? In other words, from either from one take to another or from audition to shooting? I'll start. I don't have a great one, but I auditioned for a pilot and it came down to me and another guy. And when I auditioned for it, it was the head of the radio station where Wanda Sykes worked, or head of the TV station, maybe. And when I got the role, I felt like, I don't feel like I could get this. You know, when you do that, when you kind of blow off the audition, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to make some fucking... I felt like I didn't have the status on her to play the role. So I went in there and I just kind of played a character, like something I normally wouldn't do, like a little more than you normally would do for a sitcom. And they loved it. They're like, that's it, that's it. And then I came back to when it was just two. And I did my, so it's down to me and actually Dave Koechner. And I thought Dave was perfect for the role from the description of the character. And I went in there and I did it. And they all looked at me like, you did, like, very disappointed. And then and then someone took me out in the hall. It might even have been Wanda and said, just do exactly what you did last time. And I thought, I am. And I, so now I'm going crazy in my head, just making wild choices. Like, I can't remember, but I just need to make a choice. And then I went in there and I went even further away from what they were. But I'm talking too much. What about you guys?
I seriously cannot remember anything.
You always nail it, Pam.
I don't always nail it, but I know this happens. I'm sure this constantly happens all the time. I mean, I think it's because I don't get the job, so I have no idea.
Because also you get cast by the casting director and you show up, and sometimes the director hasn't even seen you do it yet. And they're like, and then give you,
they just trust the casting director. Sometimes it's just like, can you just do it? Like, have fun with it. Get a little bit, like the thing is always like, have fun, get a little big with it. Then I do that take. They're like, okay, it's too much. You know what I mean? And it's always like, all right, well, what do you want me to do here? Like, I'm a big goofy animal. So
we cut to John at lunch. He's been shooting half a day, and the director and the producer knock on his door. Hey, Don.
Yeah, come on in.
Hey, how's lunch going?
Hey, it's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Fun times, fun crew, huh?
Yeah, thanks. This has been going awesome. Right? Yeah, feels good. Feels good. Thanks.
And speaking of fun, I feel I might have made a mistake earlier in the day when on a third take, I think it was at our first scene, on the third take, I said, let's do a fun take.
Yeah.
And I said, just have fun with this one. Remember that?
Yeah, totally. That was a fun take.
Right. Are you still doing that fun take on every take now? I feel like you haven't stopped having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Since that one fun take. And I'm thinking maybe we should start out new takes with less fun or something. Dial down the fun.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I that just felt like the best take. Everyone was like laughing on set and I just felt like pretty good about it. So I was just like, oh, maybe this is the character. So I'll bring this.
People don't usually laugh out loud.
Yeah.
When you're filming. Well, they knew we couldn't use it. That's why they were laughing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
They thought you were being sarcastic.
I'm sorry. Can I butt in here?
Go ahead. It's your.
It's my baby. It's my baby.
It is your baby. I'm just
it is my baby, you know, and I want to see this.
It's your story.
It's my story. And I want you, you know, to see it through, okay? I really do. I want this for you. Okay, so.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
The scene that we're really trying to capture is, you know, it's your mother's funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So you're playing my brother.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who's, you know, he has a problem with addiction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not funny.
It's a funeral, not a funeral.
Yes.
Exactly. Right.
Very sad. No, very sudden. Understand.
It was just like accident. I did that take and then everyone was clapping for me and like laughing really hard. I just got this vibe where I was like, oh,
that
maybe
clap
this
was
is
just
like,
one clap and that was a
cut. Yeah, it was like this
cut.
Big
that's
clap.
A cut.
That, it was a
that
big
was
clap.
Cut.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, right. They stopped there.
Now,
for that.
What I think is that you made everyone very, very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Everyone was uncomfortable and they were kind of like, what do we do? I guess we kind of laugh. Is this a joke?
Yeah, because they were like, ooh, real? You know, like.
I just want to say, when I saw your tape, I just felt like there was something in your eyes. You looked kind of.
Let's go back to the energy you had on the tape, on the self tape.
Okay. Yeah,
you were lost. Mm-hmm. You're kind
I don't really remember that, but yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I like auditioned like 2 weeks ago, but I think I could like, I think I
can. Let's just take the fun out.
Take the fun out? Okay.
Yeah. Way down. Take it way down. Take it way down.
Okay.
Pam, if you don't mind, I'd just like to take it out.
Okay, take it out. Let's
take mine, Don. Can we just take the fun out?
Take the
whole fun out of this.
I'm afraid if I say dial it down,
right?
Our notches look different on the dial down. Maybe
yeah,
that's what I'm fearful.
Everyone's got different notches. I get it. yeah. Okay.
Now remember, you don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this, mm-hmm. but you're going to get in a horrible, disfiguring car accident. But you don't know it
yet. I had a feeling.
You don't know it yet. Oh, you didn't read the end of the script?
Mm-mm. No, I take it one scene at a time because I don't want my character to know. But I was like, oh, this guy's going to die soon, right? Because I know it's like your story.
But we're not
so I know
shooting in order.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. But so whatever scene we're doing, I read that and I go like, all right. Let's have some fun with this. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let's taking the fun out. We're taking the fun completely out.
Right. Some people laugh at funerals, but okay. If you want it to be a whole sad funeral and like everyone's really sad at this funeral,
yes,
I get it.
If you can pull off nervous laughter that sounds real.
Sure.
Like the crew's nervous laughter.
Yes.
You screwed up some of the earlier scenes today.
I like that.
Challenge accepted.
We cut to after. Okay, everybody, let's just, we're going to reshoot that first scene again.
We've been doing it all morning.
Yeah, but we just made some adjustments and we just want to do it again. So let's cut to the, let's start with the funeral scene again. Let's get everybody in place.
Okay.
And Don's going to deliver his part of the eulogy. We'll just start that part of the scene. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have no fun on set, everybody, okay? Even in your faces. Okay, I know everybody has a lot of excitement from lunch, but let's just dial it down to no fun. Okay, and action.
Mom was interesting. To say the least, she made me lunch every day, bologna and cheese, and I'm going to miss her for that. I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss you, Mom. I love you so much.
You got it, baby. You got it. Keep going. I know it's hard.
Okay, cut.
Keep it up.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask the extra playing the dead mother.
Me? Okay, yes.
Oh, no, I gave her some of my money to do. I thought that would be like a fun. Don't punish the extra.
No, please don't punish me. I got a bump and I figured I'd get a.
I gave some of my salary to her.
We have the dead mother speaking. That takes away from the gravitas of the situation.
Sorry. That was on death. Me. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
You can Venmo me the money back if you want.
We could talk about that afterwards. Actually.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
But
yeah,
that doesn't happen at all. That she doesn't. And then like 10 years later, at a IHOP, they... running to each other at the syrup station.
Oh, my baby. How was your mom?
From Monte Carlo's Revenge. Yeah.
Watch it, guys. Boysenberry coming through.
Oh.
Ooh, excuse me. Yeah. I was actually waiting for some Boysenberry.
Yeah, it's me too. Hey, you still, you still owe me money. I remember I Venmo'd you from Monte Carlo's Revenge. Yeah.
You're kidding me. I was going to get you that money to be.
You guys work here?
I do. Yeah, I do now. Yeah, this is, surprise. This is where
our syrup containers are just covered in syrup and all sticky. Do you have any that aren't?
Sticky or wiki, right? Cut. No, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, I'll clean it up. I'm just trying to have fun. I just try to have fun at my jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to have fun too. That didn't make sense. Wiki. Like, yeah. like scratching in the 80s?
Yeah. Yeah. No, like sticky, like wicked. You know, like a
all right. Can we just get wiki. A syrup sure, that isn't sure. sticky? All screwed up.
Right. Or, yeah. or wiki. Yeah.
Well, hey, let's catch up sometime, actually.
Now hey, let's catch up now. Where's my money?
Oh, you're fun. Yeah. You've always been funny.
That made you laugh. You know what? Keep the money.
Okay. That works for me.
Thanks, man. That was all worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No I'm one laughs at me anymore.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Yeah, but he forgot that he had said no prom, keep the money. And then 10 years later, they happened to be sitting next to each other at a Dodgers game.
Oh, baby. My baby. Oh, the movie.
Man. No
home
way.
Home run. Yeah. Oh, my God. Home run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my oh. God. I caught the ball.
He caught the ball.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Good catch.
Nice job.
Cool.
Nice job.
Cool. I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you with this person?
Yeah, we came. We drove together.
Oh, cool. Yeah. She owes me money.
What?
She owes me money from we were doing this Monte Carlo's Revenge Lifetime movie, and I paid her to like jump up as like the dead mother that I was going to use you for.
What is happening here?
Oh yeah, well,
what's he talking
they
about?
They didn't use yeah, it, and then I just fired.
Caught the ball. I just caught a home run.
Congratulations! You're,
yeah, congrats.
That's awesome.
But I think your girlfriend owes me money. So yeah, she played a dead grandma.
wait, no,
sorry.
Something with me? He throws beer in Don's face.
I'm getting my fables mixed up, man. I'm sorry.
I don't want you guys fighting. I don't want you guys to fight.
What the fuck? Some guy comes to me and says, my girlfriend's a dead grandma.
Yeah, that was very
from fucking Brick City, buddy.
Folks, it looks like we're going to have to delay the game. Apparently, a river of piss and shit is flowing through the field.
Let's talk some more about that.
Pam, have you never stepped in a river of piss or shit?
I don't. Oh, no.
See,
I
Pam's
did.
Forgetting all the God, negative man. Times. I don't know what's going on here.
I just like to remember the positive things in life. Actually, the house I grew up in had a septic tank.
New Jersey.
In the front yard. So a septic tank in the front yard. Oh. But I think too many people lived in my house for how big the septic tank was. Because the guy came and like would pump it. But in the front of our yard, like in the corner, the grass was like really high and it smelled gross. So
We've all done it.
Yeah.
Leaky tank syndrome.
I ran through it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mon, your generation just doesn't get running through piss and shit, man.
Yeah.
You guys miss out on that.
Yeah, I missed out on some of the big ones that y'all are talking about. Sorry. Sorry.
You should.
I can
sorry.
Only fantasize.
What year were you born, Mon, if I may ask?
91.
So, okay. Yeah. So you were 8 at Woodstock 99.
Yeah. Well, and I loved it. I just didn't have very few memories.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. No, I remember the burning. That's all I remember from some.
Did Lollapalooza exist before that?
Yeah. I thought like Lollapalooza was like 96, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Earlier.
So.
Like
yeah.
92,
even earlier. 92. Yeah. Right.
So then they just did it wrong. You can't give them the excuse that big concerts weren't happening.
No, it just seems like they fucked up.
Yeah, because they did Woodstock 94. I remember Green Day played at it, and that
was it as big?
It was big. Like I remember it was a big deal.
Brett, do you think there should be a cap on how many people can be in an audience for a music show? If a panel of security experts got together, would they say humans cannot behave after 100,000? What do you think Woodstock was?
Was it 300,000 or something? Or the original Woodstock?
Wow. No, I'm talking about that one, 99.
I feel like I heard the 300,000 numbers.
Holy fucking Christ. You don't think that's too many people?
Yes.
That's too many people, Brett.
I think it'd be fun if they didn't,
TMP.
If they prepared for it. They just weren't prepared for it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, the original Woodstock was also a disaster.
Right, of course.
That truth is coming out.
But no one cared. But no one kind of cared. They didn't care. Yeah. But I think people were like fine with dealing with whatever then.
But also in the original Woodstock, aren't people sneaking in and they're not supposed to be there anyway?
So right. They like break down the
fence. The expectations are probably so low.
They like break, you know, they like break down the fence. People are just like hitchhiking to get there and like 20 people show up in like one car, you know, like I think the expectations are different.
Yeah, it was like traffic for like 50 miles.
Hey guys, there's someone else. There's someone else that wants to get in the car. Do we have room?
Yeah.
No way, man. Fuck them.
No, man. That's cool. That's cool.
Fuck that shit.
I'm pulling over. Someone open a door, man.
Yeah. Let me, come through this window. Our door's jammed.
Yeah, we can't open a door. Everyone's going to pop out. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, dudes. You guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, where are you going? You going to Woodstock, I hope.
Woodstock, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Where are you going?
Are your eyes falling out of your head?
Could you push them back in? Yeah, no, I am not good. I was attacked by a wolf. Not great, guys.
And sing. We brought it around, folks. Pam, where can we find you? What would you like to plug?
I want to plug I Will Write Your Book, a podcast that Will Hines and myself do. I'm on Murphy Please on Twitter and Instagram. That's it.
Next. I'm on.
I don't really have too many plugs. If you want to follow a Twitter account that I don't really do much on, it's Scotty B. Poppin. And that's pretty much it.
Are you working on a show now?
Yeah.
You don't want to plug that, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Watch Superman in 2 years when it comes out, the animated show.
Hell yeah.
Remember.
I just got into, because I just got HBO Max, I just got into Titans. Do you watch that?
I haven't watched it, but I talk enough about it in the room. We talk about it.
It's pretty good, man.
Is that the live action one?
Yeah, and it kind of has, I'm not too far into it, but it has Robin's origin story, which I'm way into.
Ooh,
I was
nice.
Always curious about Robin. What's Robin up to? You don't get his story very much,
what's
right?
What's Robin doing? I know his family died from trapeze, but that's about it.
Good, nice.
That's what I remember.
But how did they die?
I think someone cut the trapeze.
Someone rig it?
Well, that's where I am now. That's been introduced as a possibility that I didn't know about that whole thing. So I'm intrigued.
It'll be a whole season, Mayor of Gotham, coming in solving the case of the
Don. Speaking of mayors,
hey, let's talk about New Jersey. My buddy Chris Gether has a Patreon called "New Jersey is the World." So I do a couple podcasts underneath that. Jersey cool. Dude Reviews Jersey Food is the main one. So.
Cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Jersey centric.
So, I will be in Northwest Arkansas September 2nd to 12th to see the Rice and Longhorn game.
Nice.
But I don't know what I'm going to be doing. So, keep in tune with mattbesser.com, and I'll put information there because I never know when these episodes are actually coming out. And I'm watching the pandemic rates every day. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection.
Use promo code ESTATES for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.